Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bold and Beautiful podcast, where we are discussing all things bold and beautiful. I'm your host, Amanda, and I've decided to name this week's episode Harmless or Dangerous, because that was the big debate this week. I apologize for the episode being so late this week. I've just been really, really slammed this week, really busy because of Christmas and working, and I got behind on my notes, to be honest. So I really wanted to get the podcast out to you guys, though, so better late than never, right? Let's get into the news. Maya, who is played by Carla Moseley, is returning really soon, and she apparently is going to drop a bombshell. Rick and Maya have split. They're over. It's done. And this makes me sad because I like them together. I think they make a good couple. But on a positive note, maybe this means that Carter, Lawrence St. Victor, will actually finally get a storyline. I really hope so. Everyone knows he's my favorite. And I think he's such a great actor, and he's never been used to his full potential. The next bit of news I have is B&B has cast Katrina Bowden as Flo, who apparently has a rocky past with Dr. Reese. They have also cast actor Andrew Johnson as a mysterious stranger who is also connected to, you guessed it, Dr. Reese. So pretty soon we'll be finding out much, much more about the good doctor's past. Okay, that's all the news I have for this week. I do want to remind you guys that I am still looking for a co-host. If anyone's interested, make sure you get in touch with me. Also, I would love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear what you guys think about what's going on. You can get in touch with me at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. Enough with the chit-chat, let's get to the recap. December 10th, Monday. I just want to give you guys a heads up. This episode actually did not air. And the only way to watch it is online. I checked my on-demand and it wasn't on there either. So just a heads up, if you go back later and watch the episodes, this one actually did not air. So the show opens at Steffi's house, and her party is in full swing. Everyone's drinking and having fun, and Taylor has a moment of weakness when she sees everyone else drinking and having fun, and it triggers her alcoholism. Dr. Reese is all over Taylor, and he's being so obvious that he is into her, and he's also observant, too. So, Zoe is watching her father, and she obviously does not like the way he's acting. So, Reese walks over to talk to Zoe about Xander, but Zoe turns it around on him and starts asking him about Taylor and how he shouldn't be getting too close to her. So, the party starts winding down after a little while, and everyone, you know, is starting to get tired, so all the guests start to leave. And Reese makes a point that he has to say goodbye to Taylor. He's just being so obvious. So then we go over to Brooke and Ridge's house, and we're in their bedroom. And Ridge is explaining to Brooke that he feels protective of Taylor, and that she made a huge mistake, but that she's remorseful, and she's working on getting better. And he feels like they just need to support her. So Ridge really wants Brooke to just let it go. He wants her to let it go for both of their families. But you all know how Brooke is, okay? Brooke just cannot get over it and let it go. So she points out that it would be horrible if Taylor snapped again and she was alone with Kelly. Ridge thinks this is absolutely absurd there's no way Taylor would hurt Kelly. And Ridge tries really hard to convince Brooke to just drop it and support Taylor. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the side office with Hope and Liam. And they are still discussing Taylor. Hope just wants to make sure that Liam is not mad at her for telling Brooke. And surprisingly, he isn't. I thought he would be, so I'm glad he's not, because I really thought that he might be mad about it. Hope expresses that she's worried that Taylor might be a threat to her or her mother. But Liam assures her that Steffi will keep Taylor in check. But Hope is just not so sure about that. She actually says that she thinks it would be best if Taylor were not left alone with Kelly at all. And you can clearly see that Liam is obviously really wrestling with this issue. He's going back and forth in his head about this whole situation. But overall, he doesn't think Taylor would ever actually hurt Kelly. Back over at Steffi's house, everyone is gone and Taylor is helping Steffi clean up. And Steffi saw her mom staring at the wine glass with the wine in it, and she knows that her mom is struggling. So she texts Ridge to see if he could come over because it's important. Ridge gets the text. As soon as he gets the text, he heads over to Steffi's house. Ridge arrives, and Steffi explains that she saw Taylor staring at the wine glass, and she just wants Taylor to know that they are there for her. And of course, Taylor starts crying, and then she starts her usual song and dance about how Ridge left her, and she should have fought harder to stay together for her kids, and her life is falling apart, and she's alone, and it's the same thing over and over. Y'all all know. And she's sad that Steffi's alone, and her behavior is really making Ridge and Steffi worried. She is crying, and to be honest, she does seem very unstable. Now we head back over to Forrester Creations in the side office with Zoe and Reese. Zoe had to stop by work because she forgot her phone, and her dad followed her over there. And once they get in the office, he starts questioning her about Brooke. He wants to know what she knows about Brooke, which is kind of weird. And I hope he doesn't do anything stupid. So Zoe shows Reese Brooke's photo. And I don't like the way he was looking at it one bit. He better not do anything to hurt Hope or her baby. Back over at Brooke's house, Hope has stopped by to see Brooke. They are both curious of what Steffi wanted to see Ridge about. And Brooke is sure that it's probably about Taylor. Brooke is also bothered by the fact that Ridge keeps defending Taylor and he can't be objective. Well, that's the same thing that Brooke did with Bill. She kept defending him and Ridge didn't like it. So Brooke is just going to have to get over it, to be honest. So Hope makes a good point. She says that maybe Ridge feels responsible since he is the one that called Taylor in Paris and told her what happened. You know, it's not really Ridge's fault that Taylor snapped. Granted, he probably told her his version of what happened with Steffi and Bill, but still, it's not Ridge's fault. So Brooke thinks that Taylor is dangerous and unstable and that she should be nowhere near her granddaughter, Kelly. Hope and Brooke agree that they're both in a very tricky situation. Hope doesn't want to fight with Steffi because they've been trying to get along, but she's very concerned about Taylor's stability. And Brooke assures her that she has every right to protect herself and her baby. Now we head back over to Steffi's house. Kelly woke up, which gives Ridge a chance to talk to Taylor alone. So Taylor is having a bit of a meltdown. She feels everything is her fault and she has no idea how she got here. And she used to be a respected doctor. So Ridge tries to calm her down and he tells her to remember everything that she does have, like her children and her grandchildren. And she needs to think more positively. Then Steffi brings Kelly out of the bedroom and they have a sweet little family moment together. And Taylor mentions that she really, really needs all three of them. She needs their support and their love, and that's how Monday ends. Before we head into Tuesday, I just want to let you guys know I'm having some issues. I'm having some technical issues, so if the sound is a little wonky at times, I apologize. I am having some issues with my mic, so I apologize. That brings us in to Tuesday, December the 11th. The show opens at Steffi's house with Liam, Steffi, and Taylor. Liam is simply expressing that he's concerned about Taylor and her behavior. Then Taylor admits that she almost had a drink at the party last night, but she stopped herself. Then she has the nerve to tell Liam that he overreacted about her conversation with Hope, and that he never should have told Hope anything, because now Brooke knows, and that threatens Taylor's freedom. But like everyone else, Liam assures Taylor and Steffi that no one is going to go to the cops. But of course, Taylor is convinced that Brooke is out to get her. She wants Liam to talk to Brooke and Hope to make sure that they keep quiet. And then Taylor leaves to go see her AA sponsor. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with all of the Logan women, Hope, Katie, Brooke, and Donna. And they are trying to help Hope pick a name for the baby. They're all super excited. They can't wait for her to have the baby. And Brooke and Hope keep giving each other looks every time Taylor's name comes up. Like, just in general conversation. Like, oh, we heard Taylor's back. And, you know, just chit-chat. And every time Taylor's name comes up, Brooke and Hope just look at each other. And of course, Katie notices and she wants to know what the hell is going on. Brooke doesn't tell the secret, but she does tell them that Taylor is not to be trusted, which puzzles Katie and Donna for sure. Now we head downstairs to the showroom with Zoe and her dad, Reese, Dr. Reese. Dr. Reese is asking Zoe for info on Taylor, but Zoe says she barely knows her. Then Reese gets a call from a bill collector, and Zoe overhears him telling the bill collector that he'll pay him as soon as possible. And Zoe already is like not liking what she's hearing. So Reese wants his move to LA to be a fresh start for him and Zoe. And then Zoe spills the tea and we get some good dirt on the good doctor. We learn that he is known for going from one older rich woman to another so that he can maintain a certain lifestyle. Now, all this is coming from Zoe, so I'm sure that it's true. Then Zoe asks her dad to please not hook up with Taylor because that is her boss's mother and she doesn't want him to ruin her job. She doesn't want him to mess up the good thing that she has going at Forrester Creations because she really likes working for Steffi. So the way Zoe made it sound is that her dad is a player or at least a very smooth talker and perhaps a little bit of a gold digger. I am trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and not pass judgment too quickly. So we're just going to have to see, I guess, how this plays out. So Reese leaves, and just like a couple minutes later, a minute later, Xander walks in. Zoe expresses to Xander that she's very worried about her dad because there's a lot of things that she never told Xander about him. She then explains that her dad is a good guy most of the time, but he is not good at relationships at all. And she's extremely concerned that her dad's focus is already on Steffi's mom. Now we head over to the hospital with Taylor, and she has stopped in to talk to her sponsor, Dr. Lisa Burr. Lisa gives Taylor some reassuring advice and somewhat of a pep talk. And then she apologizes because she has patients that she has to see, and Taylor totally understands. And then guess who Taylor runs into, or he runs into her? Dr. Reese. And they both are very happy to see each other because they got along at the party. And he is really laying it on thick. He tells her it's a sign that they ran into each other. And he's making it very obvious that he really, really is into her. Now we go back over to Steffi's house with Steffi and Liam. Steffi is desperately trying to convince Liam that Taylor is safe and completely harmless. And Liam is questioning Taylor's stability. But Steffi is 100% positive that what happened was a one-time event. And she truly believes that her mother would never hurt anyone else, especially Kelly. And then Steffi asked Liam to talk to Brooke and Hope and make sure that they stay quiet because it would be the end of Steffi's family if Taylor went to prison. That's a lot to lay on someone. And that's how Tuesday ends. So poor Liam, because that's heavy. That's a lot to lay on someone, you know? So that brings us into Wednesday, December the 12th. The show opens at Steffi's house with Steffi and Liam, and Steffi is still trying to convince Liam that Taylor would never hurt Kelly, and she is really concerned that Brooke and Hope believe that Taylor would hurt Kelly, and she knows that that's not true. And Liam basically just wants Steffi to wake up because she can't ignore what Taylor did. And Steffi stresses to him that it's a one-time thing. That's what they keep saying. It was a one-time thing. And Hope and Brooke cannot tell anyone. They have to keep the secret. Her mother won't hurt anyone else. But I'm not convinced, and neither is Liam. Now we head over to the hospital with Taylor and Reese. Taylor and Reese are chit-chatting, and Taylor wants to know if her oversharing at Steffi's party was a turnoff for Reese. But he assures her he thinks that she's really brave. And I'm like, please don't encourage Taylor's crazy behavior. Well, at least Taylor admits that it is weird that she vented to a complete stranger, because I said that last week. So Reese assures her that he is not a stranger anymore. And then as usual, Taylor goes on another rant about Brooke and how she's trying to keep her away from her granddaughter and blah, 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 cry me a river. But in reality, it's actually Liam who went to Steffi concerned about Kelly being alone with Taylor. So she just blames Brooke for everything. Like, my goodness. It's crazy. Like, you're going to blame Brooke for everything that went bad in your life? Like, take some responsibility. You made choices that led you here. Taylor, of course, is acting like she's the victim in the whole situation. I'm sorry, Taylor, but if you didn't shoot someone, then no one would be trying to keep you from your granddaughter. So Taylor goes on and on and on about how she's just a loving grandmother and she's the victim and Brooke is an evil person. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with the Logan women. And Hope is clearly annoyed because Brooke keeps dropping hints about Taylor. And Hope is super worried that Brooke is going to tell them the secret. And I think Hope is mainly worried because Liam would be pretty upset with Hope and Brooke because they're supposed to keep a secret. They promised they would keep the secret. So finally Hope says, okay, enough. We will talk about this later, Mom. Then Katie finally tells Brooke, look, I get you have issues with Taylor, but you're not Kelly's parent, so there's not anything you can do. And then Brooke says, oh, yes, there is. And Hope is standing there, like, rolling her eyes and giving Brooke this look like, Mom, shut up. Please shut up. So Donna and Katie leave, and Hope is upset, and she tells Brooke, you weren't about to tell them, were you? But of course we know, you know, Brooke says, well, they have a right to know. And Hope is just, she's upset, and she's like, really, Mom? Steffi and Hope are trying to keep things civil, and that's what she tells her. And Brooke explains that she's just trying to protect the people that she loves. Now we head downstairs in the showroom with Zoe and Xander. And Xander doesn't understand why Zoe's so upset. But Zoe explains that her dad always latches on to women, but he never stays with them long. And she is scared he will latch on to Taylor, and then it will be a problem for her. Basically, it'll be a problem for Zoe when her dad gets bored with Taylor. She doesn't want Xander to think that her father is all bad, but she has a really bad feeling about him being in LA. And of course, Xander thinks that Zoe's overreacting. I'm not so sure because we don't really know exactly his past or what kind of person he is. And Zoe says, look, I know you think I'm overreacting, but I've seen all of this before with other women. So Xander's advice is for her to give her dad the benefit of the doubt, but Zoe's not so sure that that's the right thing to do. Back over at Steffi's house, Steffi is telling Liam that Taylor is fragile. And if Brooke and Hope keep attacking her, it could be disastrous. So she says that, but then she turns around and says how harmless her mom is. It makes no sense to me. Like, she's contradicting herself. And Steffi feels that all of this has gone way too far. And, of course, she pressures Liam to talk to Hope and Brooke again. And to convince them that Taylor's not a threat to Kelly. Back at the hospital, Reese is really flirting with Taylor, and he wants to help her relieve some of her stress. And this guy is very slick. I'm not sure what I think about him yet, but I really hope for Taylor's mental health that he is sincere and not just playing her. So Reese asks Taylor, basically, if she was single, and when she answers that, yes, she's single, he kisses her, and that's how Wednesday ends. I know that Taylor is going to be surprised, because I was very surprised. Like, you just met last night, right? Like, if I just met you last night and we haven't even been on a date yet, I probably don't want you kissing me. But I don't know. We'll see how she reacts. So that brings us into Thursday, December the 13th. The show opens at the hospital with Taylor and Dr. Reese. Reese just kissed Taylor, and she is very caught off guard. She says that she does like him, but that she's not ready for kisses yet. And I totally agree and totally understand where she's coming from. Although she could have stopped him, she could have pushed him away and stopped him. But still. So Reese apologizes for being impulsive. And Taylor accepts the apology and she says she's not upset with him. Everything's cool, you know. It just caught her off guard. So then we find out that Taylor is thinking about leaving town. And of course, Reese does not like this. And he tries to talk her out of it. Because of course he wants to spend more time with her. Or so he says. Back over at Steffi's house with Steffi and Liam, they're basically still having the same conversation. I don't know why this is going on all week. I mean, we get the gist of it, but Steffi feels that Liam shouldn't trust Brooke because of the history between Brooke and Taylor. Steffi says that she's willing to give Brooke the benefit of the doubt, but that she's still really worried about what Brooke might do. And I find this kind of odd just because Brooke hasn't even said anything about, like, going to the cops or anything like that. But she is trying to keep Taylor away from Kelly, so I can see both sides of it. Steffi really wants Liam to take her side. She wants him to take her side over Brooke and Hope. And Steffi's really pressuring Liam, and she basically wants him to tell Brooke and Hope to back off. She also wants him to convince Brooke and Hope that Taylor is harmless. And it's a lot to put on someone. So Liam really doesn't give a definite answer. And I'm not sure what exactly he's thinking, but he tells Steffi that he heard her, and then he leaves to go to Forrester Creations. Over at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Hope and Brooke. Hope wants Brooke to keep quiet, and she feels that the closer they keep the secret, the better. And Brooke is really worried that Taylor might snap again, and she's just really convinced that Taylor is unstable and a threat to Hope and her baby and Kelly. I'm going to be honest, I'm on the fence about it. I feel like the way Taylor's acting towards Brooke and the way Brooke's acting towards Taylor is definitely colored by their hatred for each other and by their past. So no one in the situation is looking at this objectively, to be honest. No one. But Hope is stressing to Brooke that she does not want to start a battle or a war with Steffi. They're trying to get along and it will only lead to trouble. She really wants to keep the peace. And then the office door opens and it's the newest intern, Tiffany. And she is really happy with her new job. And so we finally learn that Emma hasn't disappeared. She's working part-time now because she's also attending school. And Emma recommended Tiffany for the position. So Brooke gives Tiffany some work to do, including delivering a letter to Zoe. Not sure what the letter is yet. It's just the envelope. Could be your paycheck. Like, I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know if we're going to find out or not. I guess we'll see. Back down in the showroom with Xander and Zoe, Xander is trying to cheer Zoe up, but she just cannot shake this bad feeling that she has about her dad and Taylor. But Xander changes the subject, and Zoe does admit that she's happy to have a second chance with Xander. And Xander is also seems really happy. He also seems really happy. So they kiss, and while they are kissing, Tiffany walks in to give Zoe the letter from Brooke. Now, if you remember, Tiffany is good friends with Emma. So I'm sure all of this is going to get back to Emma, which will be interesting. It does shock me how Xander can say he was so into Emma and then immediately just be, now he's into Zoe again. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. It's kind of strange. So Reese also walks in and he was looking for Zoe. Reese tells Zoe and Xander all about his run-in with Taylor. And Zoe is clearly unhappy. Reese tries to convince Zoe that fate is what brought him and Taylor together. But Zoe's not buying it. She tells Xander that her dad uses fate to justify behaving like a teenager. And Reese is talking like he has known Taylor forever. It's kind of weird. Then he tells them that there's one problem. Taylor is thinking about leaving town. But he wants Taylor to stay close because she needs her family. And Zoe points out, you mean that you want her to stay close to you. And he just looks at her. Now we head back upstairs to the executive office with Hope, Brooke, and Liam. Brooke is questioning Liam about Taylor. How was she? Was she alone with Kelly? Blah, blah, blah. And Liam tells them that she was there, but she left to go meet with her sponsor. Which, of course, immediately Hope and Brooke start freaking out. And Liam says, no, do not freak out. She's not drinking. She just needed the support. But of course, Brooke don't buy it. And Brooke wants Liam to stand up to Steffi and tell her that Taylor needs to leave town. And that the baby, Kelly, does not need to be left alone with Taylor. Hope actually feels the same way. And there's no way that Steffi would ever go for this. And Liam knows that. I feel really sorry for Liam. Because Steffi asked him to talk to Hope and Brooke. And then he gets to Forrester and Hope and Brooke asked him to talk to Steffi to keep her mom in check. I definitely do not envy Liam because he's very much stuck in the middle. And that does not look like fun at all. Now we head over to Steffi's house with Steffi and Taylor. Taylor assures Steffi that she's okay. She's not going to ruin her sobriety. She also tells Steffi about her run-in with Dr. Reese. Steffi points out that he is obviously in to Taylor. And Taylor tries to act like all innocent, but Steffi's not buying it. Then Taylor breaks the news to Steffi that she is considering leaving town because she thinks it would be best. This really upsets Steffi because she wants Taylor to stay. And basically, Taylor feels threatened by Brooke, which is, I don't know if, I guess I could see her side of it because Brooke is trying to say, you know, you can't be alone with your granddaughter. But at the same time, the way Taylor talks, she acts like Brooke is threatening to send her to jail every 5 minutes. So anyway, she explains that she feels threatened by Brooke, but Steffi is positive that they can all work it out. But Taylor really thinks the best thing for her to do is leave because she doesn't want to start any trouble. And Steffi assures Taylor that it's not a problem, that she will fight back. She won't let Brooke or Hope put her mom in prison. But that's exactly what Taylor doesn't want. She doesn't want to start a war. She doesn't want to cause trouble in Steffi's life, especially with Liam. But Steffi eventually talks Taylor into staying. And Steffi also tells Taylor that she wants her to move in with her as soon as possible. because she could very much use the help. And who doesn't want a live-in babysitter? Uh-oh. Liam is not going to be happy about this. Liam, Brooke, Hope, none of them are going to be happy about this. So Taylor agrees to move in. And they're all happy and hugging and laughing. And Steffi's obviously really happy. And that's how Thursday ends. So that brings us into Friday, December the 14th. The show opens at Steffi's house with Steffi and Taylor. Steffi is super happy and excited that Taylor agreed to move in with her and Kelly. Then Taylor starts in about Brooke again. Taylor is so obsessed with Brooke, it's crazy. And Brooke said she would keep her secret, and technically, she hasn't made any threats or even tried to blackmail her or anything like that. It's all in Taylor's head. Well, not all, but some of it is in Taylor's head. So she starts her same song and dance about how horrible Brooke is, but Steffi wants her to forget about Brooke and let her handle it. She tells Taylor that she's proud to be her daughter, and Taylor feels the same way, that she's proud to be her mother. Then they start talking about Phoebe. If you're new to the show, Phoebe was Steffi's twin. Steffi had a twin, and her name was Phoebe, and she was on the show, and she was very sweet. She was very, very sweet. Phoebe was like the opposite of Steffi. Phoebe was like Hope, and they were the yin and yang. So they talk about how much they miss her, and Steffi tells Taylor that she really wished that she could have had twins, but it made her really happy when she found out that Kelly will have a sister, and she really wants them to be close like her and Phoebe were. So then they agree that they don't want to fight with Hope and Brooke, and that shocked me because Taylor agreed to it. I don't for one second think that she will actually means it or that she will actually go along with it. I think she's just emotional in the moment, so she agrees to it. So Steffi leaves to go talk to Hope and Brooke herself. Over at Forrester Creations in the executive office with Liam, Brooke, and Hope. Poor Liam is still being pressured by Hope and Brooke to protect his daughter and to realize that Taylor's a threat. And Hope feels that Taylor should have to prove herself before she's trusted again. And they all feel like Taylor needs serious help. Liam agrees with that. They all feel that. I mean, doesn't everyone? But he really does not feel that Taylor would hurt Kelly. So Hope lays down the law and she tells Liam, look, I know that's your daughter and your business, but Taylor will never be alone with our baby, ever. So Hope and Brooke are trying to convince Liam that Taylor shouldn't even be around Kelly, alone anyway. And finally Liam says, look, this is a complicated situation, and I see both sides of it. Well, this makes Brooke mad. And she tells them if she can't be sure Liam is going to protect Kelly, then she will go to Steffi and talk to her instead. And then she leaves in a huff. Now we head over to Wyatt's beach house with Wyatt and Sally. I saw on social media that they're called Wally. Their hashtag is Wally. I thought that was funny. So, over at Wyatt's house, these two are adorable. Sally is trying to teach Wyatt how to do yoga moves, and he's not very good at it. And we learn that Sally wants to launch a new activewear line at Forrester. And she's a little bit worried about how Ridge and Steffi will react to her idea, but Wyatt, being his normal upbeat self, assures her that they will love it. Wyatt actually tells Sally that he really wishes she would have had more time to make Spectra a success. And Sally says, you know what, it's okay, because if she wouldn't have lost everything, she wouldn't be with Wyatt right now. And then they start kissing, and one thing leads to another, and you guessed it, they have sex, or make love, or intimate, whatever you prefer to say. And that's all these two seem to do, but I don't care, because they're adorable. So then afterwards, they're laying there cuddling, and Wyatt starts stumbling over his words. And he's stuttering, and he's stumbling, and I'm like, okay, get it out, dude. What are you trying to say? He finally says to Sally that he's in love with her. And it kind of surprises her a little bit, and she says that she loves him too. That she absolutely loves him too. And it was a very sweet moment. Very adorable. I love these two together. Now we head over to Forrester Creations in the executive office with Liam and Hope. Liam is super worried that Brooke and Steffi are going to get into it, and it's not going to be pretty. As he's saying this, Steffi walks into the office, and they're both shocked to see her. So Hope asks, did you talk to my mom yet? And Steffi says, no, not today. Then Steffi drops the bomb. And she informs them that Taylor is moving in with her. And that she can stay as long as she wants. Liam and Hope are both surprised. Hope expresses her concern. Or she starts to compress. She starts to express her concern, and Steffi stops her, and she basically says it's none of Hope's business. Hope agrees, but then she points out that it is very much Liam's business. Then they both put Liam on the spot. Like, I really feel sorry for Liam, because they literally are throwing him, like, they're literally, like, throwing him to the wolves. So, they put Liam on the spot, and they ask him if he is comfortable with Kelly being left alone with Taylor. And they're both staring at him, like, staring him down. And it's obvious that he's so uncomfortable. He does not like this position, and who would? I would hate to be Liam right now. Now we head over to Steffi's house with Brooke and Taylor. Brooke has showed up to talk to Steffi, and we know that Steffi's not there. And Taylor answers the door, and Brooke is not happy at all when she realizes that Taylor is alone with Kelly. And Taylor's also acting weird and being rude. She won't let Brooke hold the baby. She won't even let her touch the baby. By the way, Brooke has been that baby's grandmother this whole time that you've been gone out of town. Like, give me a break. And I just can't believe how rude that Taylor is being to Brooke. I can tell you right now, I would not be rude to the woman who could put me in prison. Just saying. So Taylor tells Brooke real quick that she is watching her granddaughter, and that Brooke better not have anything negative to say about it. I just, side note here, Taylor keeps saying that she is not crazy, but the way that she talks to people, especially Brooke, Hope, and Liam, she comes across crazy. So, I mean, the way she talks and the way she acts is not how normal people usually act, or even, like, the things she says. And it's just, like, you're proving their point. Like, Taylor, stop, because you're proving their point. You do act crazy. So, Brooke tells Taylor that she should just remove herself from Kelly's life while she's fighting her demons. And this, of course, makes Taylor mad. Because Brooke feels that Taylor's a danger to Kelly. But Taylor informs Brooke that she's moving in with Steffi. Because Steffi insisted that she stay. And that's exactly what she's going to do. She needs to be with her family. And she will be watching her granddaughter alone. Period. And the camera is on Brooke's face. And she's shocked. And a little bit horrified, I think. And just, that's not what she was expecting. And that is how Friday ends. So I'm thinking that Monday we will get a big fight and confrontation between Brooke and Taylor. I'm actually hoping that they could be mature and work it out for their daughter's sake. The same way that Steffi and Hope are trying to work it out and keep the peace. But if you know Brooke and Taylor, I'm pretty guaranteed that's not going to happen. So let's break this down. What do we have going on? So Hope and Brooke both think Liam should not allow Taylor to be alone with Kelly. But Steffi, Ridge, and Taylor all think that they are very much overreacting. And poor Liam is caught in the middle. It doesn't matter. Either way, someone's going to be mad at him. I will be honest. I'm like Liam, I'm on the fence. I don't think that Taylor would hurt Kelly on purpose. But I'm not sure that she won't snap again and just leave Kelly alone or worse. Now, let's talk about Dr. Reese. It is looking more and more like he might be trouble, especially for Taylor and Brooke. Zoe makes it sound like he's a gold-digging player, so I'm very concerned. Taylor is not in a healthy place. She's very fragile. And I'm really worried how this is going to play out. And I'm trying to reserve judgment, but I can tell you that the doctor is very much a smooth talker, at the least. On a positive note, Sally loves Wyatt, and Wyatt loves Sally, and they told each other, and it was very cute, and it was a very sweet moment, and I'm happy for them, because I think they make a really good couple. So that about sums up everything that happened this week. That brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you so, so much for listening. Please get in touch with me. I want to hear what you guys think. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also get in touch with me on my website at theboldandbeautifulpodcast.com. If you enjoy the show, please give me a 5-star rating. It definitely helps the show out. Thank you again for listening. I will be back in your ears next week. Until then, bye guys.